I believe we have one more item, the item that was pulled from the consent agenda.
Yes, item 94, authorize a 39-month sublease with Primera Blue Cross for space at 2020 Southwest 4th Avenue, known as CH2M Center, for use by the Bureau of Development Services for approximately $1,645,445.
And if I may just jump ahead of you here, the reason I pulled this from the agenda is there has been a handshake agreement amongst members of this council that lease contracts like this in excess of $500,000 would be brought through the regular agenda. I was not aware of that. So my apologies to my colleagues, but here we are on the regular agenda.
Property manager in the Bureau of Internal Business Services, and I'm here with the Bureau of Development. I'm the property manager in the Bureau of Internal Business Services, and I have the Bureau of Development Services staff with me to request council authorize the execution of a 39-month sublease with Primera Blue Cross for space at the CH2M Center through April 30th, 2020. The Bureau of Development Services is experiencing unprecedented growth in terms of workload and staffing, and the current location at the 1900 building, which is a city co-owned property with Portland State University, is at full capacity. BDS needs to locate as close to the 1900 building as possible because of the working relationship between the teams and the rest of the Bureau. Therefore, BDS desires to sublease 18,652 square feet from Primera Blue Cross at the CH2M Center, where BDS already has a lease of space on the first floor. The annual sublease cost is approximately $519,000 a year with no annual increases over the 39-month term of the sublease. Funds are available to cover the sublease agreement and are included in BDS's five-year financial forecast. Do you have any questions?
We have no questions. Is there any public testimony on this item? We don't answer questions, but we'll take testimony if you want testimony.
Still 1 minute.
1 minute, please. Name for the record. Thank you for being here. And if you could just stick around for a minute in case there's any follow-up questions.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. And in the distraction of the stuff that wasn't on the website and our interruption, I don't have it up. But a 39-month lease and the extendency of the construction boom is understandable. But I think that your constituents' confidence in the government would be improved if when we do things like this, or if it was easier to find on the city website, briefings about how much of I know in the Commonwealth building for a long term, we've had a long term lease there. I'm not a big fan, even when the rents are low, of city taxpayer money going to rent commercial property. This extendency of for the BDS, and the other thing is, I think, is maybe if you have any questions that you could address to the panel about how well do the fees of BDS do at addressing the general independence of that bureau in the budget process. I know that's a little bit beyond the scope, but we love that idea.
Thank you.
If they're going to go ahead with this lease on 4th Avenue, one thing I will say is that that is prime location to extend some outreach to the houseless community around there. If they're going to do that with such an expensive lease, I challenge them to open up a portion of their space for warming facilities, potential shower facilities for the houseless, and other uses in that regard. Or possibly we could, instead of investing more millions and millions of dollars into yet more leases and spaces and buildings and whatnot, why don't we just take that money and give it directly to the houseless community and actually do some real outreach there, especially since we have no sustainable programs in that regard as of yet, and it is, again, about to snow and people probably will die from exposure. For the record, I'm Star Black Lives Matter Stauffer.
Thank you very much. What a vote. Roll call, please.
Fritz.
Well, thank you for staying the entire morning at Pauline Goebel and Deborah Sivert-Morris and Elshad Hajiv. very much aware of the need for more space, and isn't it wonderful that we have so many construction and other jobs going that we now have, I think, built back to beyond where we were before the recession in terms of development services staff. So thank you very much for all you're doing to try to keep up with this hectic pace. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Thank you for your work on this issue. I would just like to clarify for the few people that are left here that BDS is largely self-funding. We are 50 positions. We have 50 vacant positions that we are struggling to fill right now, and which is slowing down our process of approving permits, including permits on affordable housing. We can't take money from BDS and put it into another bureau, as far as I know. This space is necessary, and it is below market rate. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. And with that, we're adjourned till 2 p.m. Thank you.